Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Well. He will utter dark sayings and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, Yahweh Radio, is now on the air. I'll be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Coming to Exile, Biblical Scholarly Journey of the True Israel, the Israelites, from the east, that's a birthplace, and now scattered in the west. Scattered in the west, there's children of Israel, 12 tribes of Israel. So we're going to get something going on because the Feast of Unleavened Bread is officially over. And now you're supposed to count 50 days for the next feast, and that next feast is called a Feast of Weeks. So we're going to bring our young lion in. We'll get something going on. Got a lot of memos on the table. So we might bring the young lion in and get something going on to see exactly if he coming peacefully to do his part in some dust as Yahweh. We'll find out. And meet the young lion, one of the up-and-coming teachers out of Camp 1. Well, the Titus Israel, C. Roy. Yahweh be to that C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you there. See ya. Israel. Oh, Seed Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, young lion. A lot of energy you got there, and I like that. I feel like that energy. That's what it's all about, that energy. And I know talk about that a little bit later. I'll talk about that a little bit later. Like I said, again, you got to bring energy, take care of Yahweh's business. When it comes down to Yahweh's business, that's what we about, Yahweh's business. That's it. We know what we're created to do, Yahweh's business. Hey, young lion, what do Luke chapter 12, first prayer, say that, young lion.
The book of Luke chapter 12. Verse 12 reads, but the righteous spirit should teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. In that very same hour, young lion, righteous spirit do tell you what you ought to say. No doubt about it. But we took care of a lot of good business yesterday. And we're going to take care of a lot of good business today. And one thing about it, we have to know one thing. We got to get in order because the world is doing their thing, the world. But we got to remember one thing. The world is doing their thing, but truth of the matter about this world, and second is about a seer made a foul statement was told by the anger about this world. He made a foul statement there, young lion. What he said about the world in 2 Ezra 7, the figure verse number 11. Let's see what's going on there. Come on. Young lion. 2 Ezra, figure verse 11. Let's see what he said about the world. He was telling on fear, talking about his world. What did he say we can read in 2 Ezra 7, the secret verse number 11? What did he say, young lion?
The book of 2 Ezra, the seer, chapter 7, verse 11, reads, because for their sake I made the world, and when Adam sinned, my statutes did what decreed. That now is done. Verse 12. Here was the interest of this world made narrow, full of sorrow and travail. They are but few and evil, full of perils and very painful. Verse 13. For the interest of the elder world was wide and sure and brought immortal fruit. Verse 14. If then they that live labored not to enter these straight and vain things, they can never receive those that are laid up for them. Verse 15.
So read verse 14 again now, young man.
2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 14. If then they would live, then they that live labor not to enter these straight and vain things, they can never see those that are laid up for them.
Yeah, I hear you, young lion, but something about maybe you kind of maybe reading too fast or something. But it's a point in there, young lion. I want to bring it out. So take your time to read that verse. Take your time to read that verse there, young lion. Read that verse again. Take your time, because I see something in that verse, and I want to put out some precepts on that verse there, young lion. But that to me, I'm not hearing it properly. Take your time to try it again there, young lion.
Book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 14. If then they that live, labor, not to enter these straight and vain things, they can never receive those that are laid up for them.
Mm-hmm. So it means you don't vote for nothing to receive what you're looking for is eternal life. Is going through them straight gates. He said, otherwise, take walk to get to where you trying to go to. If you don't labor,
Yahweh,
you will not get into that position. That's what he's saying. So now, since he said all that, you know, line back up to verse number 1, because you on stuck some here, young line. So what he trying to tell you, you got to labor for this right here. If you're looking to get in the kingdom, you just can't sit on the sidelines and think you're just going to float on into the kingdom. You got to do a little labor. And you want to suffer a little bit, too. Let's see what it says in 7 verse 1 down to verse 10. Take your time there, young lion. I'm trying to bring a point out, but I want to make sure I hear every word that's said. We got plenty of time, so 1 through 10, it should tell us something that we got a label to get here. So we just can't just all of a sudden just take a couple of shots in and call it a day. No, we got to stretch out a little bit. Let's see what it says in Second Ezra 7:1-10. Take your time, you know, line and come on, do your part. Come on.
The book of Second Ezra, chapter 7, verse 1 to verse 10. Second Ezra, chapter 7, verse 1. And when I had made an end of speaking these words, there was sent unto me angels, which had been sent unto me the night afore. Verse 2. And he said unto me, up, Ezra, and hear the words that I am come to tell you. Verse 3. And I said,
a young lion, be listening. Like I said again, I'm not interested in a lot of this back and forth scriptures. It's point going to be in these scriptures. So I don't be just be all head low or just want to just read up about the stuff. I want there's some stuff in there I'm trying to bring out, but I got to hear it first. So now, back and read that verse again. You just got through reading that young line. You read something, and there's some precepts in that young line. So some information got to be brought out on what you just got through reading. So, you know, Phil wants you to kind of take your time and read these verses, because when the precepts come, I want to be able to bring them out and establish something in this lesson of take number 37. So back and read that verse again. One verse again. Back up.
Second Ezra, chapter 7, verse 1. And when I had made an end of speaking these words, there was sent unto me the angel, which had been sent unto me the night afore.
Mm-hmm. He said, the minute he got through speaking these words. Wait a minute, let me look at that. Let me analyze that first verse. It's now Peter says, at the minute he got speaking them words, some things happened. Now I want to preach up on that, young man. I need to preach up on that by going to book of number 16. I want to preach up out of that. And immediately after he got through speaking them words, something happened. And that was a great thing. So that verse number 1, immediately after he got speaking them words, in response made to those fears. Yes. Now I want to precept that, young man. And let's see, can we precept that? Immediately after he got to speaking them words. Now where are we going to get a precept out of it? Let's see, I want to get a precept out of it. Immediately after he got speaking them words. Now, I need a precept, young lion, but I'm struggling in the book of number 16. I want to bring some out immediately after he got to speaking them words. And that's what I'm looking for. Think around about verse number 30. Let's look at number 16. Verse number 31. Let's see what he says in number chapter 16, verse 31, down to verse 34. Now just don't just read these verses so fast. Just I'm trying to bring some out. Just read a verse, pause a second, and read the next verse. Just don't just run through them verses, because I want to look at something there, young man. So what he says in 16, verse 31.
The book of Numbers, chapter 16, verse 31. Numbers, chapter 16, verse 31. And it came to pass, as he made an end of speaking all these words, mm-hmm, that the ground clave and the thunder that was under them.
Yeah. So when you chosen to take care of Yahweh's business, you don't fumble around with those that chosen to take care of business. So immediately after Moses got through speaking these words, the ground clave of thunder. And what happened next, verse 32?
Verse 32. And the earth opened her mouth.
Uh-huh.
And swallowed them up. And their houses. And all the men that pertained unto Korah. And all their goods.
Yeah, all the men.
That are pertaining unto Korah and all their goods.
Okay, 33 and 34.
Verse 33. They and all their appertaining to them went down the line unto the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Now you're reading too slow. Now, young lion, you got to get in the groove. Now you're reading like that was slow record. You got to put some some spirit in your reading, there, young lion. You got to bring it out. In the same token, you got to leave room for a comment on it. So you have to figure that out, how to do that. You have to figure that out, young lion. Because like I said, it's a great job ahead of you, young lion. So you got to make sure that you are in the right spirit to bring out. And verse 34, what it say?
Verse 34 reads, and all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of death. For they said, let the earth swallow us up also.
Should I read verse 31 again, young lion?
Numbers chapter 16, verse 31. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them.
Okay. So somebody's hand got up in there. So what happened in verse 30 there, young man? What happened in verse 30?
Verse 30. But if Yahweh make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertains unto them, and they go down quick unto the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked Yahweh.
So you see that? So you got to be very careful when you run them out, because Moses made a profound statement, young man. See, Moses made a statement that it needs to be heard. Moses said something, young man. But I'm struggling big time on what Moses said. See, Moses made a speech. That's why we got to recognize the time and the time. Because Moses made a final statement, young man. But I'm struggling all over the place on this tape. And I'm tape number 37. I'm struggling. Moses said something, young man. And I like to hear what he has to say. Well, Moses said something. But what did he say in verse 28? What did Moses say in verse 28?
The book of Numbers, chapter 16, verse 28. Moses chapter 16, Numbers chapter 16, verse 28. And Moses said, hereby ye shall know that Yahweh has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind.
You see that? See, that's what it is. See, we don't recognize that how Yahweh operates. See, Moses had to let his kinfolk know, he said, I'm not doing this because just to be doing this. Yahweh sent me to take care of his business. I tried to get out of this thing. See, you got to recognize when those that sent from Yahweh and them the ones that just running the mouth. You can tell by through the scriptures or the precepts. When you send up Yahweh, you're going to hear that small, still voice and throw all the time things in. And then you'll know. So I know when a brother and sister ready, because something about their demeanor will be totally different from the world's demeanor. So it made it plain that Moses say, Yahweh sent me to take care of his business. I didn't do it on my own. Now come back to that book again, and that Ezra, that 7 verse 1 again. So now I can look at 7 verse 1 one more time with that understanding, young man. In 7 verse 1, what do we say?
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 7, verse 1. And when I had made an end of speaking these words, there was sent unto me the angel which had been sent unto me the night afore.
You see that? So when it says, don't get out from speaking them words, some action jumped off big time. Some action jumped off big time. That's when you know you're working with something. So when it says, got to speaking them words, now I need to know, preach about that, young man. That's why it's only they're going to recognize, the world going to recognize the size of the time and start putting this thing together. That's why you got to be always ready to do Yahweh's business. So now I need a precept on that, young man. I began a precept on that one. In the book of Daniel, Daniel was, in the 10th chapter, Daniel was on something. Let's see what Daniel was on in 10, speaking of verse 10. We'll read out a little bit, then we'll bring our elements till then, and then that give me a chance to kind of give me good, better for the early 10 and be prepared to do my part. So now, I need a precept on that verse there, young lion. Daniel 10, speaking of verse 10, is where it will be come up.
Book of Daniel the Seer, chapter 10, verse 10 reads, and behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palm of my hands. Verse 11, and he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto you, and stand upright, for unto you am I now sent. And when he had spoken these words unto me, I stood trembling. Verse 12. Then said unto me, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel. For from the first day that you did set your mind to understand and to chasten yourself before Yahweh, before your Yahweh, your words were heard, and I am come for your words.
Hey, that's something. See, there you go. See, understand one thing. That's big talk, man. That's big talk there, young line. That's big talk right there, man. That's big talk right there. Now, give me that precept. Let's bring Hill in. Give me that precept in Sirach 4, verse 6. Give me that precept, because what Moses did, Moses had a problem with those in his own family, they had a position, but they wanted more than what Yahweh allowed them to have. So Moses told his own kinfolk out of the Levitical priesthood, Yahweh, God needs to take care of his business. I'm not doing it because I want to do it. Yahweh hand on me. But they had a problem with that with Moses. They said, Moses, he only talking to you, he talking to us too. See that? So that was the ripple. So then Moses had to make his statement in grand style. And he said, look here, if that's the case then, if you're dealing with more than one at the same time, then we're going to see him unfold himself and see if that's true. Now, what you reading there, young lion?
The book of Sirach, chapter 4, verse 6. The book of Sirach, chapter 4, verse 6, reads, for if he curse you in the business of his soul, his prayers should be heard of him that made him.
And so there is a devil Moses. Moses got mad at his kinfolk because he thought, they said, Moses, you take too much of yourself, Moses. All of us righteous, Moses, not only just you, we are too. See that? And Moses made a statement, and Yahweh heard it. And immediately after Yahweh heard that statement, the ground opened up, and 250 men plus died for giving Moses the fat mouth. 250 men died for fat mouthing against Moses when you read that 16th chapter of Numbers. See? So you got to watch yourself. When Yahweh chews on what he wants to be done, you might not understand it, but don't kick against it. Because when you kick against it, it costs you the long run. Because if the one he put in charge got a problem with you and pray to Yahweh, and Yahweh is going to hear that prayer. So you got to be very careful before you run your mouth on your feelings about who's supposed to be where and what position. Because Yahweh put you in that position, and he'll take you out when he gets ready. So all we got to do is sit back and watch the hand of Yahweh. The person mow down. Don't worry, Yahweh gonna get rid of you. You ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to backbite, murmur, complain. If you ain't right, Yahweh is gonna get rid of you. So keep that in your mind. We're gonna bring our elder in to tell you about the broadcast on take 37. And then we're gonna follow up with all these good precepts that we bring out of Ezra 7 verse 1. Not a precept in that. So that's why I say you never know what's on the table. That's why we know Yahweh working with you when he gives you the precept, when you hear that small, still voice, say, now put this with that and come back with that and dig then get back with that again. That's when you know Yahweh still working with you. But if you're not hearing those small, still voice telling you how to turn steps, that means you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's a game changer right there. So when you meet our elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Till, Yahweh did you have seen right?
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel will see you well. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Elder. Well, all I can tell you, the fox tail I've been letting, the curtain there went up. And this is a big business precept and so far. Young lion, he just ain't grabbing a lot of sisters. He landed in just right. I can hear what that sister's saying and precept a little bit. So he's doing all right right now. The young line is doing all right as we speak there, Elder. So whatever you want, Justice Mask and Artist and the young line, take your time. And we see Mother Evie coming on stage shortly after you. So take your time there, Elder McPhill, and do your part. And I'll be standing and giving this verbal key. You on the clock. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and thank you for bringing me into a nice broadcast. And I do want to give special thanks to that young lion standing up strong and tall and giving him verses as is given to him by this year. That's a good thing. And also to all the listeners out there, the 900,000 listeners, came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh, and Mother E standing strong in the background, watching the young lion to make sure he don't make any mistakes. Well, you know, we all have to watch each other. And that's one thing that Israel had did. I was talking to a man of wisdom earlier today, and we talked about a few things. How Israel used to watch each other's back. How they used to get things done. But now, Israel scattered all over the place and doing some of everything, trying to be some of everybody. It's like I saw one preacher. He'd go on one side of the block. He'd say, I'm a Jew. He'd go over here. I'm Israel. And now he's Muslim, not even realizing what he should be. Sometimes you have to shake your head at the stuff that you see and go on. You know, this is why we talk so much about teaching, so much about learning. And then when people find out that what you know, it's almost like a miracle, the things that you can do. No, this is not a miracle. This is what Yahweh gave you to do. And those things, sometimes, to the doer, it doesn't even seem like a miracle, only to the looker, the onlooker. Didn't John and Peter do that? John and Peter walked around performing all kind of miracles, not taking it on their own accord, but taking to do what Yahweh had given them to do. Like in the book of Acts, chapter 3, reading verses 12 and 14, just to give you a little for instance before we get started. Verse number 12 says, and when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why you look so earnestly on us, as though our own power or righteousness we had made this man to walk? Verse number 16. And his name through faith, and his name made this man strong, whom ye see and know, ye the faith which is in, by him, had given him this perfect soundness and presence of you all. Well, some of these things that we read in the Bible, not some of them, all of them, it should make perfect sense to those that's listening. And if it doesn't, this is what our job is here at the Voices of the True Israelites, to make these verses make sense. This is why a teacher can't learn from his students. And the reason why is because he's given wise counsel. But don't forget, but the teacher having knowledge, he even gains more experience by teaching. We call that rehearsing the righteous act. Now, a student also can learn from wise counsel, possibly learning one day to teach themselves. And this shows well in all the six camps that teach the word of Yahweh. Because we all came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. But like I said, God's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. There's many out there that see things in the Bible through proper teaching. Some looking, they can never find it. This is what you call the misinformed. They can do none of these things that we do. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Now, don't forget that key word is the righteous. You can't be right one day and then wrong the next because you're around a different group. You have to be right with the word of Yahweh all the time. This is why we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given this knowledge to know. We have many out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings, trying to lead people in another direction to satisfy their own self, even going to the extent of using overly loud bump the gums contests for their method of righteous learning to make you go their way, even using Bible scriptures and turning those around as verbal weapons. But you have to remember, the best is already here. We're just waiting for the rest to come to teach them the strongest way to go, and that's the word of Yahweh. This is one of the reasons why we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. That comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahweh's word. And you can bet there's many people out there that question us about the word of Yahuwah. How can you guys get this much information under this one book? And many out there are asking that, Latter-day Saints, all the different there we talk about in this program. And we give them the answer. It comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahuwah, your health, foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and much more. And we do this because you have not. This is the information that you all listening have came to seek and have now found that in the voices of the Israelites, tribe of your God. We're open unto you for this information from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No class on Tuesday, and if I'm not mistaken, that's tomorrow, unless we have a high day or a special event. However, Sabbath class we do have. And the top part of Sabbath is Friday. That class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. And an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Also, we have a website address. And to use this on any search engine or smart device, right on the search line, in the tribeyada.com. Very important after you do that, once you click on it, look for tribeyada.com-Israelites. Doing this will take you to a big line where you'll see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. To use this, step one, click PayPal. Donate with PayPal. The next step two is click send. End the amount with a message if you like. And if this is done, may Yahuwah bless you. Also, by doing this, remember what we're told in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. Verse number 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, the attendants of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone, when you're on this program, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and read once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is Garner, keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah online. Also for building a school, which is very well needed, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Also while there, on that same website, check out our calendar, which is there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. Also, we have a live program, which is a feature that's available during our broadcast time. And to get there, this time, type three words on that search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have a few numbers that you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those Bible scriptures that you have questions on, which could be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling this number, do not call trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you only hear a discouraging dial tone followed by a click. That's something else. Also, if you choose to inquire about our 12 programs here, the 12 tribes of Israel, you can do that, which will be sent to you on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. I usually announce that each time, because we had someone wanted 12 programs here, the 12 tribes of Israel. They gave us three different addresses, three different times. My. On another note, please do not contact this year, via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. Reason for saying this, usually pretty busy with the WCC. the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, announcing many numbers as most of us have seen, and even now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. Question is a widget. You will receive a call back unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear a discouraging delta. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can catch the entire recorded show after 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time to be repeated is after 10:30. And to do this, enter those three words again, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Choose the program you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. And also, you'll find an interesting note. During a normal Blog Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our information on CalTalk, which can be logged in by your phone, your tablet, or computer. Even nowadays, your smartwatch. Just make sure you've got the CalTalk app. There we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find our room will hold 50 or more listening participants where Yahuwah's Word will be working for your Bible education. And online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discuss during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs Israel, along with the seer Israel, riding on shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But, you know, at this time, I usually give that boring reminder, which is, when we're given the scriptures to speak by the seer, and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will flow smoothly. Remember, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah and not that of confusion. So we have to be careful not to give worldly statements that can't be backed up in the Bible. But sure, be sure to make those statements that can be backed up in the Bible. So we can pass our program back to our seer Israel. We will say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Oh, I can't hear the hallelujah. That was excellent, Elder. That's what it's all about. Like I said, the best is here. And the best is here. I mean, we take serious what we're doing because the best is here. And we bring you out everything that you need to understand that we don't have to get in order. Y'all quality order. And that's why I got to send a message out to Sister DSJ Israel and Mother Deborah. I got to send a message out to you. Now, my message I want to send to you, young lion, give me that, give me the 8th chapter, verse number 3 of 1st Ezra there, young lion. Ezra. 1st Ezra chapter 8, verse number 3. What does that say there, young line?
The book of 1st Ezra, chapter 8, verse 3. This Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready at the law of Moses.
Very ready. So when it comes down to Yahuwah's business, Sister DSJ Israel, Mother Devil, see, he's very ready. All you got to do is call it. The business table will be spreaded out. And all you got to say, well, we got all the big dignitaries together. We ready to sit out and talk some business in Yahuwah. Guess what? Sister DSJ Israel, Mother Devil. Osea, always ready to get some Yahuwah business. So I'm better ready. Huh? Ain't hard to find me when it comes down to Yahuwah business. So whenever all the big dignitaries together, when you got all the big dignitaries in one place, old seer will be ready. The gates will be open. The table, the business table will be spread out. And remember, the old seer is very ready. You call it, I'm ready. What kind of ready I am? Read the 8 verse 3 again. Read 8:3 again there in your line. What kind of ready would old seer be when it's time to talk to Yahweh's business and spread the table? First Ezra 8 verse 3. What's that again there in your line?
The book of First Ezra, chapter 8, verse 3. This Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready. And the Lord moved.
Very ready there, Sister DSD Israel, Mother Deborah. Very ready to take care of Yahweh's business. Just call it. I'll be ready. No doubt about it. Get some big signatories together. And let's take care of Yahweh's business. I'm always ready to take care of Yahweh's business. Come on his airways. I'm always ready to take care of Yahweh's business. But a key to always being ready, let me bring Mother in. See, the key to always being ready, let me bring Mother in. Now, Mother E comes to the stage. Mother E sleeps here. I'm going to hold that microphone because I see something. I got to do my part. No doubt about it. That's a great thing. So, Mother E, one of the mothers out of Cap 1. Got my future of Steve Roy.
Now, God bless you, still Israel of Steve Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mother E. Now, Mother E, in the wisdom of Solomon 16, verse 12. See, one thing we got to understand something. The world gonna do what they got to do. But the things that we got to do, Mother E, the things we got to do, Mother, what we got to do according to 16, verse 12. Wisdom of Solomon, 16, verse 12. What we got to do, Mother? Let's talk about it. 16, verse 12.
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 12. But it was neither earth nor modified plaster to restore them to health, but the word of Yahweh, which healeth all things.
See, the word of Yahweh do the healing. The word of Yahweh is what heals. The doctor can tell you you ain't got but a little merit coming, but don't worry about that. What do Yahweh say? He said, I got you. This word, he can break you all the way down, and he can bring you all the way back up. All we got to do is make sure we keep our Yahweh up front first. And we got to be very ready in Yahweh's business. That's the game changer. So give me a precept, Mother. Give me 107, verse 20. Give me a precept on that, Mother. 107, verse 20. Give me a precept, Mother. Psalm 107, verse 20. Where's
that
at, Mother E?
Let me get
Psalm 107, verse 20.
Book of Psalms, 107, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 107, verse 20 reads, He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
Mm-hmm. So all Yahweh do is send this word to him. The doctor can tell you you ain't gonna be around long. And then Yahweh say, okay, good. That's what you say. Yahweh send his word to him. So the main thing, you always gotta be better ready than Yahweh's getting. And that's the old fear. And now, Elder, give me a precept on that, Elder. Because Yahweh got it written in the Bible in Exodus 23. Verse number 25. You got something written, Elder, that we need to bring out on day 37. I'm always very ready. So, Sister BSJ Israel, don't see a very ready. Take care of Yahweh's business. Yahweh will pop you up. I want you to keep him first. As long as your intentions is about his business, he will keep you propped up. So, the business table will be spread out. Get all them big dignitaries, spread some papers out and see what we can do. One thing about it, Yahweh hand is in it. So we're going to make it work, no doubt about it. So see, it's more than ready. I'm very ready to kick ass from Yahweh business. Now, and Exodus 23 there, Elder, what Yahweh said he'll do that we can read in 23, verse 25. What did Yahweh told Moses? Put that, put it in the Bible. What he'll do that we can read. Come on, Elder.
In the book of Exodus, chapter 23, looking at verse 25, it says, "And ye shall serve the Yahweh, your Yahweh. He shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee."
Did he say it too? If you serve Yahweh, Yahweh do what with sickness, Elder? What do Yahweh do with sickness, Elder? According to that verse.
Take it away.
He'll take it away. He'll take it away. If the game changer up there, I don't care what Doc Cook say. If you get your Yahweh right, he'll take sickness away from you. He'll have you broke all the way down and just take it away. Matter of fact, young Lion, give me a book of Nicodemus in the 15th chapter. And let's talk about where, be looking down where Satan was explaining what Yahweh did when he had his hand on Lazarus. So be looking and give me that verse there, young Lion. In book of Nicodemus chapter 15. But be strolling down the conversation Satan had with one of his big flow generals. I want that conversation they had on what Yahweh did. Now, in the precept of Elder, we need Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Deuteronomy 7, verse 15, a precept.
Okay, that was Deuteronomy chapter what?
7, verse 15.
7, verse number 15.
Yeah.
15 says, "And the Yahweh shall take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. And I will lay them up on all them that hate thee."
Here you do. So you see, Yahweh is in the snatching grab business. Your main thing, you want to make sure you got your Yahweh right. So I already know this mission going to be completed, because the main thing is make sure you got your Yahweh right. Now, we're going to talk about Nicodemus shortly in the 15th chapter, what he said, what a conversation that was told to him that was going on about Lazarus. Elder. Now, what was going on about Lazarus anyway in St. John chapter 11? What was going on about Lazarus? And Nicodemus wrote about this and put it in the book, the conversation behind something Yahweh had did in the 11th chapter. Yahweh did something in the 11th chapter there, young Elder. Let's see what's going on. We're going to look at verse number 38. And we'll take it on to verse 44. See, the main thing is we kind of give high praises to Doc Cook. You ain't got to give no high praises to Doc Cook. You give a high praise to Yahweh. Because Yahweh can let you be on the way out. He can have you where you land on the operating table. Body stopped dead as a, and then all of a sudden, he can just tell you, "No, hey, death, get up out of there." That's how you roll. See, the main thing is to get your Yahweh right. Make sure you got it right. You get a case in point. Hey, yo, what it say if we can read in 11 chapter, verse 39 down the verse? Pull a little more bass to that boss there, Elder, and bring it out in grand style. for over 900,000 in our society to hear how Yahweh operates. That's when we do right. It's all about when we do right. Let's see what's going on when he was talking to Martha and his other sister and Martha and her sister about something. At 11:39 and verse 44. Take your time, Aaron, Mr. Tibbet, and deliver the knockout blow. Come on.
Hallelujah. St. John, chapter 11, reading 39 to verse number 44. 39 says, Yahweh the Son said, take ye away the stone, Martha, and the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Yahweh, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. 40. Yahweh the Son said unto her, said I not unto you thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of Yahweh. 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Yahweh the Son lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. 42. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. 43. And when he thus had spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. 44. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. And Yahweh the Son said unto them, loose him and let him go.
You hear that? See, you can be well, pronounced you dead. And Yahweh let everybody They saw what Yahweh say. He was dead 4 days. Yahweh said, loose him and let him go. You know why? Because he pleased his mighty one, which is his Father. The key to it is you got to please those that got the rule over you. That's what Yahweh like. See, Yahweh's Son pleased the mighty one, had the rule over him, was his Father. He pleased him. So Martha and them said, well, you know, if you'd have been here earlier, my brother probably wouldn't have died, and all that good talk. He said, listen, woman, do you believe this thing? Where he at laying at? He's been laying for 4 days. Okay, well, move the stone out the way. Loose him. Lazarus, come forward. He came forward, wrapped up his gray clothes. He said, loose him, let him go. You see that? See, Yahweh ain't got to go through no riches. They got to go through no moaning and groaning. Yahweh, he tell you. And guess what he did with his power? He did something with his power that we'll get a precept on by Mother Eve. Now, Mother Eve, he did something with his power. Now, you see the power Yahweh had? The man was dead 4 days. But now we want to find out, Mother. We want to find out something about this power he did. Now, but I'm stuttering right now, Mother. So now, you see, Yahweh, the main thing is to get him right. And that's why he said we baby ready. And we call my back, Mother, get me warmed up. I tell you what, let the young lion bring in. Let the young lion bring in where we bring in for Nicodemus. Because the conversation was going on about that. And that gave me a chance to stall a little bit, Mother. That gave me a chance to stall by the young lion bringing in Nicodemus. Yahweh taking the school and educated him on what happened that he didn't know nothing about. Now, young man, I want the conversation when Satan was talking to his big dignitary. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that kind of conversation right there. So now take your time and tell us what book you read there, young man. That's what I want to hear about, the conversation with Satan and talking to his big dignitaries about the same event right here. The same event right here, Satan was talking to his big dignitary. And what did they say, young lion? Come on.
I read out of the book of Nicodemus, chapter 15. The book of Nicodemus, chapter 15. I'm going to pick it up at verse 1. I'm going to read down. Book of Nicodemus, chapter 15. Verse 1. Quarrel between Satan and the prince of hell concerning the expected arrival of Yahweh the Son in hell. While all the saints were rejoicing, behold, Satan, the prince and captain of death, said to the prince of hell, verse 2, prepare to receive Yahweh the Son of Nazareth himself, who boasted that he was the son of Yahweh the Father, and yet was a man afraid of death, and said, my soul is sorrowful, even to death. Verse 3, besides, he did many injuries to me, and to many others, for those whom I made blind and lame, and those also whom I tormented with several devils. He healed by his word, yea, and those whom I brought dead to you, he by force takes away from you. Verse 4, to this the prince of hell replied to Satan, who is that powerful prince, and yet a man who is afraid of death? Verse 5, and all the continents of the earth are subject to my power, whom you brought to subject by your power. Verse 6, but if he be so powerful in his human nature, I inform to you for truth that he is almighty in the divine nature, and no man can resist his power. Verse 7. When therefore he said he was afraid of death and designed to ensnare you and unhappy, it will be to you for everlasting ages. Verse 8. Then Satan replied and said to the prince of hell, why do you express doubt and was afraid to receive that Yahweh, the son of Nazareth, by your adversary and yours? Verse 9. As for me, I tempted him and stir up my own people, Yahdah Judah, with zeal and anger against him. Verse 10. I sharpened the spear of his suffering. I mixed the gall and vinegar. I command that he should drink it. I prepare the tree to crucify him. And the nails to pierce through his hands and feet. And now his death is near at hand. I will bring him hither, subject both to you and me. Verse 11. Then the prince of hell answered and said, you said it to me just now that he took away the dead from me by force.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12.
So you see what Yahweh can do? Yahweh can take you. He took away death by force. See, remember one thing. Yahweh run this thing absolute. Now they were bragging about, and they were discussing about how their dead put some killing on a lot of people, and they dealt some killing on them, and because they had unbelief on them. They had a lot of unbelief on them, and read that verse again about their unbelief. He said, read that verse again about unbelief. What verse is that again, that young lion?
About the unbelief?
Yeah, right there. Read that unbelief verse. He said something about he did something to them because they don't believe. What verse is that again, that young lion?
Okay, the book of Nicodemus. about the unbelief.
Yeah, you just got to read me, young man. You just got to read me.
All right.
You know, go ahead.
All right. The book of Nicodemus, chapter 13. The book of Nicodemus, chapter 13. The book of Nicodemus, chapter 15. And it reads, Nicodemus, chapter 15. Verse about unbelief. Okay. Nicodemus, chapter 15.
Well, that's all right. You're lying. You're fumbling around. You're taking too much with it. Don't worry about it. Put it aside. But you got to make sure when you read, you are not just reading, you comprehending what you're reading. Because it might cause some verses back out. Like what, look at verse 3. Look what verse 3 says.
Nicodemus chapter 15, verse 3. Besides, he did many injuries to me and to many others, for those whom I made blind and lame, and those also I am tormented with several devils. He healed by his word. Yea, and those whom I brought dead.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say in verse 4, young man?
Verse 4. To this the prince of hell replied to Satan, who is that powerful prince, and yet a man who is afraid of death.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 2. Verse 2.
Verse 2. Prepare to receive Yahweh the son of Nazareth himself, who boasted that he was the son of Yahweh the Father, and yet a man afraid of death is dead. My soul is sorrowful, even to death.
Mm-hmm. So he had a conversation about him. But what did Yahweh do in verse 3 again in your line? What did he do in verse 3?
Verse 3. Besides, he did many injuries to me and to many others, for those whom I made blind and lame, and those also whom I tormented with several devils. He healed.
See, he made him.
Yahweh.
So Satan said he made him deaf and dumb. He made him deaf and dumb. So you catch the picture? See, Satan, when you have a thing, Yahweh turns Satan loose on you. And when you find yourself in that predicament, understand that the fear that Yahweh has turned Satan a loose on you when you find yourself in that predicament. So now, remember, Satan works for Yahweh too. And when Yahweh wants something done to you, he don't send no good angels do nothing to you. He send them wicked angels from Satan to do something to you. So you see what he's saying? So he the one to have you confounded and all over the place. So you got to recognize when the spirit of Satan on you and the spirit of Yahweh on you. You got to be very careful. That's why you got to know this book is saying when you got the spirit of Satan on you, then you got to find out how to get that spirit off of me. Because I feel myself all fumbling around with the same rib. That means Yahweh is turning Satan loose on you to work you over a little bit. So now you got to be clear. You got to be able to watch this thing real carefully. Matter of fact, you might have to go back over this again in 15 verse 1. Now listen good. That's why I said, y'all, read clear and loud because there's a point in here. See, you got to be able to recognize when Satan is working with you because Yahweh has sent Satan to take care of you. It's like the same thing he sent Satan to take care of Job. But remember, when Satan will take care of Job understood this thing, and Mother Eve. Job made a profound statement in the book of Job behind this thing. So you gotta be. That's why I say you gotta stay in this book. And when you stay in this book, you're gonna be all right. But if you get out of this book, you're in trouble because then you know. Satan will get to working on you if you get out of this book. If you try to figure something out without the proper understanding of this book, see, you're going to figure out something's going to be wrong, and Satan got a hold to you. So you got to recognize, but watch what Issachar boy said, Mother E. Look what Job said. See, in the book, Job, Issachar's boy, he made a statement, and I thought Yahweh has sent Satan to Luke to work him over a little bit. But look what he said in 121 and 22. Job, chapter 1, 21, 22. Hey, Mother E, what happened there? Come on.
The book of Job, chapter 21. Book of Job, chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. Verse 21. And said, naked come I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. The Yahweh gave, and the Yahweh has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Yahweh. 22. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged Yahweh foolishly.
You see that? Because Job knew Satan was working on him. But he all of a sudden started charging Yahweh foolishly. He went on top that licking and kept kicking. See, that's why this message is so important, to understand these precepts of this Bible, to be able to help others. You got to recognize when the devil on somebody, then you got to show them how to get that devil off you. But Job, you know, he beat Job up real good, mother. But Job can do what in verse 22, mother? What he didn't do?
Verse 22. And all this, Job sinned not, or charged Yahweh foolishly.
You see that, mother? You see that? See that? So when, you know, now give me verse 10 and show you what happened to verse 10. Now see, sometimes that's why you got to make sure your company don't throw you off. Look at verse 9 and 10, 2, 9 and 10. Hey, Mother E, look at verse 2, 9 and 10. Now watch this.
9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
2 verse 9 and 10. Look what it says in 2 verse 9 and 10.
Book of Job, chapter 1, verse 9 and verse 10. Then said his wife unto him.
Yeah, then said his wife unto him. Yeah, take your time, Moses. Go back over it again. 2, verse 9 and 10. Come on, bring it out, Moses.
Verse 9. Then said his wife unto him, but thou still retain thy integrity. Curse Yahweh and die.
Yeah.
10. But he said unto her, the speakest as one of the foolish women. Speaking what? Shall we receive good at the hands of Yahweh? And shall we not receive evil in all this? Did not Job sin with his mouth, with his lips?
You see that, mother? See, sometimes, that's why we got to teach the young ones coming up. If you're going to go through some hard times, but don't throw the blame game when a hard time comes. Well, we just, no, don't put the heart. Yahweh is going to try you. That's why you got to make sure these young couples understand they both got to be in Yahweh. Because hard times is going to come. Yahweh is going to turn Satan loose on you. And then you got to make sure you stick with the book and don't mess around and get to murmuring, complaining, and being a backbiter. He said, woman, you talk like a fool. You talk a foolish woman. Then Yahweh get our hands real good. Just as he gave, he's taking away to try you. See, there's always going to be peaches and cream now, Mother E. It's going to get rough. But in the same token, stick with your Yahuwah all the way. Don't back away from Yahuwah. So, by this happening right here, Elder, now, she said, look here, you in bad shape, Issachar's boy, Job. Why don't you just curse Yahuwah and die? That was you need to do. Why don't you try like a fool? Because I can't bring them old big old camels and we ride away in the sunset. I ain't got nothing but these little two skateboards and you talking that smack. Yeah. That's why you better find out what you're working with now and then later. Just find out what you be working with. Hey, mother, give me a precept, mother. That's why we got to make sure we teach, mother, that in relationships, it has to be Bible relationship, mother. In Luke chapter 1, you got to make sure when the cup is coming before you, this verse to them and see if this a one-way street. If it's a one-way street, then you tell me y'all go on because it ain't going to work. It's going to come to a knot. You got to tell them, mother, they got to be in Luke 1, verse 6, mother. Hey, mother, you got to tell them straight up. Luke chapter 1, verse 6. They got to be a Luke chapter 1, verse 6.
The book of Luke chapter 1, verse 60?
No, verse 6. Just verse 6.
Okay.
Regular 6.
Luke chapter 1, verse 6. And they were both righteous before Yahuwah, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Yahuwah blameless.
So, mother, we got to tell the young ones in a relationship, a successful relationship of the Bible, what got to happen according to verse 6, mother?
They got to be righteous.
Both, mother. That's
both.
The word, both. Both got to be right. They can't talk, well, you know, we plan on getting together, but one talking one way, one off in one thing, the other off another. You say, well, look here, it ain't going to work. According to the Bible, both of y'all got to be on the same page.
Right.
You can't be righteous and your partner not righteous. That's a mixture. It ain't going to work. You both got to be on the same page. That's why y'all probably going to do something real big for this ministry. And we got to be prepared to tell them. I don't care how much you spend in grand, how much money you making, and you look good from the outward, but you both got to be on the same page. You both got to be righteous in Yahuwah to make a successful with a Yahuwah relationship. You both got to be on the same page in the order of Yahuwah. That's how you make it work. Do you be miserable? Are you having comments 2 minutes between the seats? After that, you ain't got nothing in common. I don't want to hear that book. I want to talk about, I want to be cuckoo for Cocoa Pop. I want to be cuckoo for Cocoa Pop. See that? You see, that's what he's saying. We got a lot of work to do in the word of Yahuwah. We got to watch these people. We got to get ourselves right and know how to precept this Bible to help people. Oh, the relationship got to change. It got to be based on both righteous and understand Yahuwah is going to hit you in your mouth. He's going to hit you in your mouth. Don't start backbiting, murmuring, and complaining because of Satan when Yahuwah didn't say no. You said Satan on old seal. But I know how to get in his book and get to work on his book and get Satan off me. This? He'll get in here getting in a minute. If you mess around and don't keep Yahuwah hurt. Now he told he's a woman, you talk like a fool. So what did Yahuwah do behind that by him holding his point in Yahuwah, Elder Mateo? What happened with him by holding his point? Stayed in the Bible, Yahuwah. What did Yahuwah do for him that we can read and Job 42, 12 down to verse 17. See, that's what we keep telling you. You got to stay in the word of Yahweh. You got to understand Yahweh got all the power. He called it in from the beginning. You got to recognize when Satan has jumped on your loved one, and you can tell by their demeanor have left them. They feel good to be a backbiter, murmuring, complainer. But you got to recognize that's Satan on you. Satan working with you. Well, how can I get Satan off me? See? Now, you can ask a good question. But let's see what happened when Job's wife told him, curse Yahweh and die. He said, woman, you talk like a fool. We received good things, didn't it? Now, Yahweh collecting, and you want to backbite me now? Let's see what happened with Job when it's all said and done. And 42 was put out in verse 17. You know? Let's talk about Job, our holiest integrity to the end. Let's see what Yahweh did for him that we can read. And Job 42 was put out in verse 17.
In the book of Job, chapter 42, reading 12 to 17. 12 says, so the Yahweh blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-asses. 13. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. 14. And he called the name of the first Jania, and the name of the second Giza, and the name of the third Karimach. 15. And in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them inheritance among their brothers. 16. After this lived Job 140 years and saw his sons and his daughter's sons, even 4 generations. 17. So Job died, being old and full of days.
You see that? You see that? See, when you make a Bible decision, now Job lived additional 140-something years onto his age, or whatever age he were, because he made a Bible decision with his wife. He made a Bible decision with his wife. He said, woman, you talk like a fool. Didn't Yahweh bless my hand? And that means your hand automatic blessed too, because my hand was blessed. Yahweh gave it, he took it away. Why should I curse Yahweh and die? You talk like a fool, woman. That's why you got to make sure your couple, they got to make sure they ain't growing in Yahweh, because when the inky-pinky time hits, you can say that's Yahweh collecting on us. And she folks say, yeah, I know. Because you prepared me that Yahweh's going to give it, and he's going to take it away. Good. Yahweh give it. Yahweh take it away. And he'll see what you still throw out in the word of Yahweh. He'll take everything around you. Matter of fact, young lion in the 24th chapter, see, if you don't understand these things in Ezekiel 24, that when Yahweh, you know, affected in leadership, you got to understand the hand of Yahweh. Now, Ezekiel now was the man of Yahweh, powerful Ezekiel to see it. But he had a little hang-up problem. He had a little hang-up problem, and Yahweh had to show up on it. And let's see what happened that we can read. See, number one thing, I don't care who it is, make a Bible decision. Now, let's sit down on the 24th chapter of Titus Israel, and we're going to look at verse 14. We're going to read a little bit. Take a time and read a little bit and see what happens with old Zeke of the Seer. What happened when we read the 24th chapter, verse 14? What's wrong with your line?
The book of Ezekiel is here, chapter 24, verse 14, read. Ah, Yahweh has spoken it. It shall come to pass. And now I will do it. I will not go back. Neither will I spare. Neither will I repent according to your ways and according to your doings. Did they judge you? Did Yahweh. Verse 15. Also, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 16. Son of man, behold, I take away from you the desire of your eyes with a stroke. Yet neither see you mourn nor weep, neither see your tears run down. Verse 17. Forbear to cry. Make no mourning for the dead. Bind the mitre of your head upon you and put on your shoes upon your feet. And cover your lips, and eat not the bread of men. Verse 18. So I spake unto the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died, and I did in the morning as I was commanded. Verse 19.
So he said, I take away the desires of your eyes, Ezekiel. So what was Ezekiel's desires in his eyes? That he said, I'm gonna take away from the store. What did Ezekiel have that was more important than Yahweh was desires? What was the desires of Ezekiel's eyes? What was
his wife
desires? Say it again, young man.
His wife.
His wife. His wife was the eyes of his eyes. He was more trying to please his wife than please Yahweh. So, and Ezekiel was the man of the hour, but he must have had some conversation when Yahweh tells those seer the moon. He must probably in a conversation with his wife, he had moved when Yahweh told him to move. He got to be better ready. He got to be better ready in this right here. You can't be talking around and arguing about what baby or what you're going to do. I ain't not talking what you're going to do, what you're going to do. You can't be in them kind of conversation. You got to make sure Yahweh's business is first thing up. If you're in a conversation about what you, somebody else is going to do, remember, he said, Ezekiel, I'm going to take away the desires of your eyes from the slope, Ezekiel. Tell them it. So when young man read verse 12, that means he must have knew something. Read verse 14 again, 24-14. So Yahweh must have watching something out of the seer. He was watching something that when he both been moving, he was busy trying to correct his better half. And Yahweh said, I'll tell you what I do. I'll fix this. I'll take care of this. Read verse 14 again.
Book of Ezekiel, the seer, chapter 24, verse 14. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. It shall come to pass. And I will do it. I will not go back. Neither will I spare. Neither will I repent according to your ways and according to your doings. Today, judge you, said Yahweh.
So you see, this mighty one, Yahweh, is some. That's why I keep telling those that carry this word, best six on the count. Give it all you got, every chance out. Don't let nothing hinder you from doing Yahweh's business. Nothing. Don't let no birdie get in your ear nowhere. Make sure Yahweh's business is taken care of first. Because this guy right here, because remember, this guy got all the power. Ezekiel must love his wife more than he loves in Yahweh. So Yahweh said, I'm going to take away the desires of your eyes with a stroke. So remember, Yahweh first, all of your son, mama, daddy, auntie, make sure Yahweh first. Make sure you're doing Yahweh's business. You know, I tell my young ones in a minute, yeah, I don't mind going wherever we want to go, but let me take care of Yahweh's business first. And then get Yahweh's business out the way first. Okay? You got to make sure you keep your Yahweh right, because you might need him one day. Did he, if he found out that you got him as the afterburner, you might be in trouble. Because remember one thing about Yahweh in 45, verse 6, young man. What it said in Isaiah 45, verse 6 and 7. Now the fear is talking about the power of Yahweh. And you got to keep this in your mind. Isaiah 45, verse 6 and 7. What it say?
Go to the book of Isaiah to see it. Chapter 45, verse 6 and 7. Isaiah to see it, chapter 45. Verse 6, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. Verse 7, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these things.
See that? So I create the darkness, the light. I form evil. I form all that stuff. He said, I, Yahweh, do all these things. So when you're in a troublesome mind, understand that Yahweh is putting you in a troublesome mind. When you're in a great spirit, that's Yahweh putting you in a great spirit. To examine yourself, what kind of spirit are you on? That's Yahweh is the one working whatever condition you in. It's the hand of Yahweh. You give him all the credit. You find yourself as a backbiter, murmur, complainer, eyes running all over the place. Understand Yahweh has hit Satan on you. You got to figure out how to get Satan off of you. Because that spirit, Yahweh will recognize and then Satan will catch you to work you over and see what you do what Job did, still hold his integrity, or would you continue to pass on being a murmur, backbiting, complaining, then Satan gets to work with you. Satan ain't going to stop. He won't take it all the way on you now. But Yahweh leaves room for you to get out from under Satan. But once you find out yourself, you don't have that, what David said, what David said. See, David said, look here, I got a lot of wives, and you got me skinning and grinning, but I tell you what, Yahweh, all the stuff I've got, now he unblessed David's hand, got his hand skinning and grinning. He's very happy. Look what David says while the ministry spirit was watching him. And David started talking some good talk in the 51st chapter. And what he said in verse 6, and we'll take it out of verse 12. This is this conversation, and you got to examine yourself and see, do you hear what David is saying to 1 verse 6 down to verse 12. Hey, what is that we can read in Psalm 51, 6 down to verse 12? What does it say?
The book of Psalms, chapter 51, reading verses 6 to verse number 12. 51, starting at verse 6, says, behold, thou desirest the truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. 7. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. 8. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice.
9. Hide my face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities, sins. 10. Create me a clean mind, O Yahweh, and renew a right spirit within me. 11. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not my righteous spirit from me. 12. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit.
Did he say? So you see what he said? He said, look here. All that you have gave me, I lose it. But one thing I don't want to lose is to lose that yield that don't take away that from the present, take not away that righteous spirit from me. Because that righteous spirit, when it's with you, you have a clean mind. And you will have it reflect on your face, verse 12, joy with that free spirit. So you got to be able to watch people in the pages of this book. When you see that's not on their face, then you know Yahweh has taken away this spirit from you. Yahweh has taken his joy spirit away from you. Now your eyes all in every corner, you're peeping on things. That means Yahweh has removed the headdress from you. So you got to recognize this, especially in leadership, this anointing counts. You got to recognize David with all he had plenty of wives. He had a big, big house and everything. But he thought about this day. What do this mean in the end of good if Yahweh removed and take away that clean spirit from me? I don't have no joy no more. I just fly off at the handle all the time. That means Yahweh has turned Satan loose on you. Because why we know Satan are on you? Because the joy spirit of Yahweh is on left you. Yahweh tell that joy spirit to go ahead and back away from him. Then Satan will start. You know what he starts doing? He'll start having you being a backbiter, murmuring, complaining. It's exactly when Yahweh pulls that righteous spirit from you. Now you gotta figure out, God, what did I do to get I can recognize this? Because people recognize these things. Let's get a precept, Elder. Let's get a precept on that. See, you got to be able, listen, Yahweh gonna do some big things with this ministry. We're gonna be all over the place. But Yahweh is wanting to know who's gonna be in order to help all the master people to come from the page of the book. You got to make sure you sacrifice yourself to be prepared to show them how to help them to get more blessings. Then you get more blessings. You get more blessings when you help others, but you can't get others on your experience of your life. You got to use a Bible for the example of what David said. He said, look here. He said, watch me. Watch me. Let me be whiter than snow. Let me make sure that you got me plenty of words. David want to make sure, look, Yahweh, I understand this thing. Yahweh give it and Yahweh take it away. Watch me. Get me right. Good? So when you find yourself not having that drunk spirit on you, you got to recognize the devil is on you. Yahweh has backed away from you and turned Satan loose on you. But it's just like if you ever watch boxing, the referee will tell you, boxing, get out. You got to get that spirit off you. But only way you don't get it out, you got to submit to this word. The way it is the way it is going to be. See? So you got to recognize it. Now, these men that was hanging out with the first king of Israel, in the 16th chapter, Mother Eve, they was hanging out. They was going to Timothy and all that good stuff in 1 Samuel 16. But they recognized something, Mother, because you know why? They was taught well to what to look for. Yahweh is going to try you. He tried David. He put Satan loose on, he put Satan on him. He's going to try everybody. But you got to know how to be outmoded. How you be outmoded? Hey, young lion, give me that 15 verse 3. Or Nicodemus again, 15 verse 3. What's that 15 verse 3, young lion?
The book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 3, reads, besides, he did many injuries to me and to many others, for those whom I made blind and lame, and those also whom I tormented with several devils. He healed by his word.
Yes.
Yea, and those... Aliyakwa.
He healed him with his word. But what power do Satan operate again? Give me three things that when you know Satan is working on. He just told you that he had three things that he specialized in. Read verse 3. Let's read them three things that Satan specialized in. When he owned you. What do you do again in your line? You got three things there. Let's see if can we all catch it together. Go ahead.
Nicodemus chapter 15, verse 3. Besides, he did many injuries to me and to many others and those who I made blind and lame.
Lame.
And those, and those also who I am tormented.
You see what you do? So you see when you get tormented? So you see who if you find yourself being tormented while you very disagreeable and you're very agitated, there is a deal. That same position. Oh, I'm just aggravated. I understand Satan jumped on you. You aggravated, Satan jumped on you. Tormented, Satan jumped on you. See? See, it enough. These positions that Satan have, because I'm going to get a precept on that, Mother Eve. See, I'm going to get a precept on that. Let's go on to the book of Job, chapter 1, correct, Issachar's boy. You get a precept on that. See, we got to recognize these things. Cause when Yahweh do this big, what he going to do for the sixth morning count, you got to be prepared to be able to, when they come before you for counsel, you don't look at their appearance, what they got on. You listen to their speech, and you go and bow and say, oh, this way you at, and this way you at in the Bible right here. This way you at. Well, okay, I see this one there. How do I get out of it? Okay, that's how you get out of it, according to the Bible. You're not going to tell me where you're going and where you've been. No. It ain't about me, where I'm going, where I've been. I see you got the devil on you. That's how you get the devil off you. It's what you got to do. Good. Now, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we can read. We go on to Book of Job, chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
Yeah. And let's find out about something in verse 6. It's a very interesting lesson. Very interesting. Because we got to have these things because Yahweh going to do something big. And if we not prepared, you're going to lose. You're going to have people coming all over the world. And they're going to be on answer. The last thing you do is give them an example to your life. Don't give them about no example to your life. give an example through this book. Now watch this. And 1 verse 6 is really the most.
The book of Job, chapter 1, verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of Yahweh came to present themselves before the Yahweh, and Satan came also among them. Verse 7. And the Yahweh said unto Satan, let's come aside. Then Satan counseled to Yahweh and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Verse 8. And the Yahweh said unto Satan, have thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears Yahweh and eschews evil? Verse 9. Then Satan answered to Yahweh and said, do Job fear Yahweh? What? No. Verse 10. Has not thou made a head about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thus has blessed the work of his hand, and his substance increased in the land. Verse 11. But took both thy hand now, and touch not, and touch all that he had, and he will curse thee to thy face. Verse 12. And the Yahweh said unto Satan, behold, all that he had is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Yahweh.
Excellent, mother. Excellent read. You see that, mother?
Well, Yahweh.
Now look at Job. He was a perfect man. He was a Torah keeper. You know, he loved his family. He loved everybody around him. He done his thing. So why did Yahweh turn Satan loose on him? That's the point we're making. If Yahweh turned Satan loose on Job, then expect Satan to be turned loose on you and me. Now, Job was doing everything possible. When the sons of Yahweh came, I mean, the angels came before Yahweh in the 6th chapter, I mean, verse 6, Satan also come. Because everybody got report to Yahweh. He's saying, what you been doing? He's not been walking down and see the wife to and fro. I've been peeping on those that talk a good game. They talk the talk but don't walk the walk. Then Yahweh looked at Satan and say, have you considered my servant Job? You know, what about him? He fear me. And he don't deal with evil. Then Satan zero in on those. I see why he, look what you got. You got him skinning and grinning. You got his house looking good. You got him buying his $10. And everything is in his favor. I said, what? Take that away from him. I bet he'll curse you to your face. So Yahweh said, I'll tell you what I do. I'll let you have him. But don't kill it. I'll let you have him, but don't kill it. So remember this, never forget this. Yahweh would turn Satan loose on you to try you on you when you be distracted, when you're thumbing all around, when your eyes going all in corners and everything. Yahweh would turn Satan loose on you. Now you gotta figure out how to get Satan off you then. Then you see what David said. I know you'll bless me with a lot of wives, a lot of babies, and everything else. But just don't take away that righteous spirit from me. Ooh, no. Because you know one thing, if that spirit away from you, you're going to be fake. See, Satan, he never lets up. So once Satan on you, He ain't going to let up. No, Satan always tell you, suppose you drive a car at Satan on you, and you're driving speed limit 65. And you say, Satan said, well, you in a car that can go faster than that. Why don't you go 85? Okay, okay, you get 85. Satan said, go 95. You see what you do? And then all of a sudden, Satan says, just hold your foot down to the, all the way down. See, that's Satan working with you. You know the man, the ticket book man is somewhere up there sooner or later. Then you won't know what happened. You got to recognize the spirit to help others. That's why it's so important to get prepared for Yahweh, 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 Yahweh's voice of the truest might. He's going to bust this thing wide open. But it's the job of the spirit to see who's going to be ready to take care of the business, to help these people that need help. How did he help through the pages of his book? They're going to come with all kind of spirits on. And you can't be in your spirit. You got to be to understand that you got to help them now. You got to make sure you understand what's said. It's pretty much GF Israel again. And you can see, I was on that microphone too now. I didn't get a chance to holler in it yesterday. But that was an extra lesson. And I advise anybody that you go back and hear that tape, that yesterday tape, tape number 36. A lot of information came out of tape 36. The world's about order. It was about order. Once we in order, Yahweh will intervene. When we get in order, what kind of order? Cyber order. Cyber order. Recognize when somebody's coming for help and the devil on them. Now you got to know how to get that devil off of him. And we found out how you get the devil off of you. It's through his word. Man, you got to know the word. You can't give them no past experience of yourself. To get the devil off the people that's going to be coming, you got to know how to go in the Bible and give them the word. To get your blessing. When you meet another mother out of camp, one mother dear of Israel. Yahweh bid you have seen right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of Sea Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So we found out that Job was skinning and grinning, and he asked those things, where you coming from? He said, I've been doing what, you know, I got a covenant on me. My covenant is those that disobedient. You told me that I can have them. I can have them. You know, the one that want to agree with me. Let's read that, young mind, but Titus. And mother had me Job chapter 2 waiting on me. Let's read that 57 chapter 1 through 11. See, Satan got a covenant on him with Yahweh. He got a covenant on him. When you straddle the fence and get into your feelings, that's Satan on you. He got a covenant. He got the covenant in the garden. 57, 1 through 11. But tell you what it says. 57, 1 through 11. I'll meet you in the second chapter, Mother D. up in Israel, Job. 57, 1 through 11. Bring it.
All right, the first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse 1 down to verse 11. First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse 1. But when Adam came out and saw his hideous figure, he was afraid of him and said unto him, who are you? Verse 2. Then Satan answered and said unto him, is it I who hid myself within the serpent and who talked to Eve and beguiled her until she hearkened to my command? I am he who sent her through the wilds of my streets to deceive you until you and she ate of the fruit of the tree. And ye came away from under the command of Yahweh. Verse 3.
Hold that part. Read that verse one more time.
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse 2. Then Satan answered and said unto him, it is I who hid myself within the serpent, and who talked to Eve, and beguiled her until she hearkened to my command. I am he who sent her through the wiles of my speech to deceive you, and to you and she ate of the fruit of the tree. Ye came away, but under the command of Yahweh.
What verse is that again, Yahweh?
First book, Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse 2.
Yeah, okay, listen up. He's asking me. I'm the one that beguiled. I'm the one that tricked you. I lied to her real good, and she came lying to you. And both of y'all fell upon me. Y'all, it's that apple, that tree, that grape. You had all that. But we're going to preach up there about Mother Dear of Israel and find out what did they eat. What was they eating in the garden? You think they ate an apple? Christian church said they ate an apple. Good. So we're going to preach up the Bible and find out what was Eve in the garden with the precept of Hosea 10:13. 10:13, let's find out in Hosea, mother. Let's find out what Satan put on Eve. Because if you just can go and snap them off a tree and get knowledge, then you won't need none of these old colleges, nothing like that, if that's the way it goes. So it got to be more to it than just reach and grab an apple. We're going to preach up the Bible in Hosea, mother dear, and find out exactly what was going on that she was eating, then gave also to her husband. We're going to Hosea 10:13, and let's see if we tie this in, mother. Let's see, let me spot 10:13 and see exactly what was happening in 10:13. Hey, Mother Day of Israel. Now the setup is already on the tape. He said, I beguiled her and got her all pumped up. And now, and she beguiled you. What are you talking about, Mother 10:13? Let's talk about Hosea 10:13.
Hosea chapter 10, verse 13 reads, you have plowed wickedness. You have reaped iniquity, sin. You have eaten the fruit of lies because thou...
What was Eve, mother?
Lies.
Yahweh. So now read that verse again, young lion. Read verse 2 again. So now we got the picture by the mouth of the seer that Satan was lying to the woman. And she bit that lie, then passed that lie on to Adam, and he bit that lie. See? So now you see, it wasn't no tree of grapes, apple, oranges. No, it don't work like that. We're lying to her. And she bit into the lie. That's why you got to make sure that the couple understand this Bible is the answer. Our answer is the Bible. Whatever it is, the Bible got the answer to. Whatever it is, whatever you're going through, the Bible got the answer. So we're reading something right here, young lion. So now let's read that verse again. When Adam asked what's happening out here, and Satan said, what did he say he did again? So now we know what he said he was lying. Big time lie. Read that verse again, that young lion, with a little more audio.
First book, Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse 2. Then Satan answered and said to him, it is I who hid myself within the serpent, and who talked to Eve. He beguiled her and since ye hearken to my command, I am he who sent her through the wiles of my speech to deceive you, until you and she ate the fruit of lies, and ye came away from under the command of Yahuwah.
Hold that part. Hold that part. Now when it happened, Elder, Paul pulled that verse. In Romans 5:1-5:12, Paul pulled that verse. See, Paul pulled that verse. Look what we just got to read now. Paul pulled it. And look what he says in Romans 5:12, and you're on the way out in 17:18. This is what it is. Hey, Elmer, Mr. Till, what it says we can read out of Romans chapter 5:12-17:18. Let's see our own way back out. What it says we can read, Elmer?
In the book of Romans chapter 5, reading verses 12, 17, and 18. Verse number 12 says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and also death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Mm-hmm. Verse number 17 says, for if by one man's offense death resided by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and all the gifts of righteousness shall reside in life by one, Yahuwah the Son. 18. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was that free gift? Me, I'm saying that to McLaughlin. See, by one man, see, that one, remember, man, you got to take the lead. You got to take the lead. But you got to be a young, wild man, knowing the lead of this Bible. See what happened? So when it comes down to the Bible business, you got to take the lead. Because Yahuwah gonna judge the man for the whole family. You can cause your whole family to fall, man, if you don't make a Bible decision. If you make a blessing decision, you now Adam, listen to his wife, and Yahuwah reporting on that. See, Yahuwah done told him how to get him right. He told him how to get him right. Now, Mother Eve, in the book of Genesis, he told him. That's why it's very important to support this ministry. Land, school, back of our radio station. These young people got to understand this thing. You got to make a Bible decision. You can't keep on making a family reunion decision. You got to make a Bible decision. Adam made a blessing decision. And look what Yahuwah said. That we can read way in the book of Genesis, Mother. See, basically, if you want to help others, you can't look, you listen to their story, but if you don't have nothing to go in the book, find somebody that do have the answer to it. Don't tell them about your past experience. Well, you know, I was in a case just like you were once before. Don't get off in that. If you can't go in the Bible and show them what it is, pass it on to somebody that can. Don't go do that. Don't keep doing what these pastors do. Laying around and try to come up with the answer with no book open. They deceive themselves and they deceive you. Okay? Now look what Yahuwah said behind that. Because Yahuwah had instructed this man. And look what Yahuwah said that we can read. Verse 17. Listen to what he said, Mother. And Genesis 3:17. This is what Yahuwah said to Adam, his son. He said something to him. And let's see what he said, 17 down to verse 19. Let's see what he said to him. Of course, Father Paul just got to write in 5 verse 12. What he got written in 3 verse 17 to 19, Mother E. What can I read, Mother E?
Book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 17, and verse 19, or verse 17 to 19.
Yeah, read straight on down, Mother. You're gonna make it sound good, Mother. Read straight on down. Make it sound good.
The Book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and have eaten of the tree of which I command thee, saying, thus shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shall thou eat of it all the days of thy life. 18. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herbs of thy field. 19. And the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shall thou return.
See, man, when he created to die, he was created to live forever, Mother. But you see what he did? When he created this man, he knew the man gonna mess up because he gonna let the law, statutes, and commandments get away from his best judgment. And that's what we gotta tell those that to come to Yahweh's voice of the truth is right. You're gonna be tried, but you got to make a vow decision. Sure, it's gonna hurt, but you better make it a vow decision now and later. He says, I told you, Adam, what you're supposed to be doing. And I told, and Eve was instructed not to do this. He told, but she done it anyway. You folks been said, he folks said the same thing Joe said to his better half. He said, why don't you talk like a fool? But he didn't do that. She understood this. But he let the most fierce woman in the world, his eyes, deceive him from the truth of the dust of Yahweh. See, that's what happens. We get into the flesh and forget about Yahweh's word, and we'll sink further and further down by not making a Bible decision. This flesh is a load. So you guys better know. This flesh is low. I still got to make a vow decision, my better half. I still got to make a vow decision whether you walk off and leave me or not. Yeah? Because she knew, Mother. Young man, let me say that she knew. She knew. 3:1. She knew that she was instructed. See, sometimes people be instructed and Satan waited until Adam was gone somewhere trying to, the whole world was healed. He waited till Adam walked away real good. And here come old Satan. Let's see what happened in 3 verse 1, y'all lying. What happened in 3 verse 1?
Book of Genesis, chapter 3.
3:1. Yeah.
Hallelujah. The book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field which Yahweh had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had Yahweh said, you should not eat of every tree of the garden. Verse 2. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden. Verse 3, but of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, Yahweh said, You should not eat of it. Neither should you touch it, lest you die. Verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, you should not surely die. Verse 5. And Yahweh do know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes should be open, and you should be as Yahweh, knowing good and evil. Verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat.
Now you see that? Now come on back and read. Mm-hmm. Come on back and read verse 4, down to verse 6 again. Now you see that? Now, so she was instructed. You see what happened here? Look at Satan. Now Satan, he's in there. Look at that verse 4.
All right, first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse 4. First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse 4. Read.
I'm going back to Genesis. Hold on. Okay. Hey, what you did? Hey, mother of Israel, read verse 4 of Genesis 3:4. Mother of Israel, read 3:4, mother.
3:4. Chapter 3, verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die.
What did Yahweh say in 2:17?
And unto Adam, he said.
Hold on, mother. Hold on, mother. Look at Genesis 2:17 real carefully now. 2:17.
I don't hear the scene. That's why it's true. Genesis 2:17. Genesis 2:17. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
You see what Yahweh told Adam? He said, on the day you do this, you're going to die, Adam. That was Yahweh said. What did Satan say behind that in 3 verse 4 of them? What did Satan say?
This is 3:4. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die.
You see that? So you see what Satan is saying? Read verse 5, mother.
For Yahweh doest know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as Yahweh, knowing good and evil.
You hear that, mother? So you'll be as Yahweh, knowing good and evil. Was woman created to be Yahweh, good, knowing? Was she created to be Yahweh? What was she created to be, mother, when you go back to 2:18. What did Yahweh create a woman to be, mother, in 2:18?
Genesis 2:18. And Yahweh said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him.
What was woman created to be, mother, according to Yahweh?
A helpmeet.
To who? To who? For who?
Adam.
in that verse 18. According to verse 18, mother, stick with the verse. I will make him a help meet for who? Stick with the verse.
It says, and Yahweh said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him.
For him. So the woman's created to be a helpmeet. What's the next two words, mother?
Helpmeet for him.
For him. This is the plan of Yahweh. Woman is created to be a helpmeet to him. But then what Satan said? What Satan said in verse 5? 3:5. What Satan say?
Genesis 3:5. For Yahweh do knowest that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as Yahweh, knowing good and evil.
Ain't that something? You see what Satan said? You see what Satan famous single wrote 50-50 love. What his name? What was that guy's name? What's that guy's name that made the 50-50 love song? Teddy Pendergrass. We 50-50. No! It's what woman is created to be 50-50 with the man, mother, be up in Israel, according to 2:18 and 3:4. What's woman created to be 50-50 with the man? Mother.
Genesis 2:18.
No. Woman was created to be the help meet to the man, to him. Satan put that in that he, woman, you can be a Yahweh. That means equal to that man. No, that's not the creation of the Bible. And that was the young couple got on the fan. The woman position with him is to be the help meet to him, according to Yahweh's creation. Satan knew that if I can beguile her and show her a bigger picture, that's out of the will of Yahweh. So whenever you see the woman have stepped in front of you or say, I'm just equal to you, then you know what sin is in her. That's Satan the devil in her. So here you go, what Yahweh created woman to be. Help me. Is that what we ring? Can I get a
hallelujah?
That's what we got to teach the young couple. That you got to submit to this man. This man become your Yahweh. That's why you got to make sure you got a 37:12 man. The one that fears Yahweh. He's a Yahweh man. Because your position is to be to help me to this man. Not to be equal to this man or advance this man. You might have a bigger job. You might have a bigger job in the world. But you still, when you come home, you got to submit yourself to that man. That's why you got the couple got to know this thing. When you feel you equal to that man or greater than that man, that's Satan got into you. Because that's not Yahweh's creation. That's what Satan says. Yahweh said in verse 18, and Yahweh said, it is not good that man shall be alone. I will make him and help me for him. You see that? That was Yahweh said he'll do. But they said, no, you can be Yahweh, well, you ain't got to walk by. You can walk in front of him. Good. Then you know, so if you got a woman that want to get in front of you, I don't care if you got the biggest job in the world. When she comes home, She's supposed to understand her role is to be a helpmeet to you. She might have the biggest decision job in this world. Might put folks in penitentiary, anything. Might be on the biggest advisory board it is. But when you get home to that man, you got to submit yourself to that man to be in the will of Yahuwah. That's why you got to make sure you got a Yahuwah in the name. Make sure. And that's where teaching come in at. You got to make sure the man you got is a scripture-bound man. Now, if you got a scripture-bound man, I'm going to show you what your response going to be for Brother Titus and Tobit 8, verse 4, down to verse 8. Now, I'm sure if you get you a Torah 37-12 man and teach your young daughters how to know how to find a 37-verse-12 man, this is the response you're going to get in Tobit chapter 8, 4 down to verse 8. Now, watch the response when you got a Yahwali man. It's just not a worldly man because he got 14 shoes and a washboard stomach and got a great position in the world. Watch the precept in Tobit chapter 8, 4 down to verse 8. Let's see what young liar, but Titus will come up with. Come on, young liar.
The book of Tobit. Chapter 8, verse 4, down to verse 8. Tobit chapter 8, verse 4. And after that, they were both shut in together. Tobias rose out of bed and said, Sister, arise, and let us pray that Yahweh will have pity on us. Verse 5. Then began Tobias to say, Blessed are you, O Yahweh, thou Father, and blessed is your righteous and great name forever. Let the heaven bless you and all your creatures. Verse 6. You made his Adam and given him Eve, his wife, for an helper and stay. Of death came mankind. You have said, it is not good that man should be alone. Let us make unto him an aid like unto himself. Verse 7. And now, Yahweh, I take not this, my sister, for lust, but uprightly, therefore mercifully, ordained that we may become aged together. Verse 8. And she said with him, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yeah. You see that? Hallelujah. See, that's why you got to make sure that the man that you put yourself under or put your daughters up under is the Yahwali man. Because the Yahwali man, but you got to make sure he can't say you're a Yahwali man. He got to be a 37 verse prayer, Mother Eve. You got to make sure he's a Sirach 37 verse 12. He just can't say you're a Yahwali man. We got to make sure we understand what 37 verse 12 says a lot. Hey, Mother E, what does Sirach 37 verse 12 say?
37. Yeah, what does verse 12 say, Mother? The book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 12. But be contented with the Yahwali man, who thou knowest to keep the Torah instruction, the commandments of the Yahweh, whose mind is according to thy mind, and will sorrow with thee if thou should miscarry.
You see that? So that's what I teach, Mother. You got to make sure you get you a Yahwali man. You got to make sure the man that you with, the Yahwali man, that you know they keep the law, statutes, and the commandments. So if he's not keeping the law, statutes, and commandments, you got a problem building your hand. Now you will submit to a man that ain't keeping the law, statutes, and commandments, there will be hell all around you. There will be problems, big time time for. Why? Because you were instructed, and you instruct your offspring to make sure you get you a Yahwali name, that you know that keeps the law, statutes, and commandments. Not that just no any man. It got to be a Yahwali man. And his job is to nourish the family through the book and give a path for the wise and saving the devil. Let's go back to Adam and Eve now. Because Adam got Eve prepared. She just said, yeah, he told me what not to do. But see, you enticed me. And that was Satan right back to the table right now. And 57, this was Satan saying. He reminded Adam exactly how he got to you, your better head. I got you, Adam. Now watch what he says after he boasted about what he did in the 57th chapter, particularly verse 3 again. Read down some more. Come on.
Book of first book, Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse 3. Adam heard these words from him. He said to him, can't you make me a god as Yahweh made for me?
Back up, young lion. Back up. Two verses. Back up, young lion.
All right. First book, Adam and Eve, chapter 57. Verse 1. But when Adam came out and saw his hideous figure, he was afraid of him and said to him, who are you? Verse 2. Then Satan answered and said unto him, it is I who hid myself within the serpent, who talked to Eve and beguiled her until she hearkened to my command. I am he who sent her through the wiles of my speech to deceive you, and to you and she ate of the fruit of lies, and he came away from under the command of Yahweh.
Now hold that point. Hold that point. I need a precept on that. Oh, Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel, I need a precept on that. Because see, Paul was a very learned man. He was a very learned man, Mother D.F. Israel. And 26 verse 22 of Acts. What did Paul say that he was on, Mother D.F. Israel? And 26th chapter of Acts, verse 22. What did Paul say he was on, Mother? Huh? He helped the national audience on what Paul said he was on, what he was working with.
Acts 26.
Verse 22. Yeah, what did Paul say he was working with, Mother?
Acts 26, verse 22. Having
what,
therefore.
What do you say working with, Mother?
Acts 26, verse 22. Having therefore obtained help of Yahweh, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other thing than those which the seers and Moses did say should come.
You see what Paul said? He said, look here. He said, I stayed in his book. I didn't make no decision, and I didn't say nothing that the Bible didn't support. See, you hear Paul just said, Mother? I've been told Paul said, the Paul wasn't going to tell you about no intellect. Tell you, I ain't got nothing to say that what I'm going to tell y'all that the syrup and what, Mother? What did you say again, Mother? Hey, Moses said. So they got Paul all over the place. No, Paul said, oh, you know, y'all teaching me wrong. I ain't said nothing but what the seer said and what Moses said. And that what he said, Mother?
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh. You can preach up on that, Mother, because 24:14. That's why I keep telling you, especially the 6 anointing count. You got to say what the Bible says. Don't about where you going, where you been. It's too much book to be out here. You heard what Paul said? I ain't said nothing but what the seer and what Moses said. I ain't saying nothing. I'm not telling you where I'm going, where I've been, but I'm telling you one thing. If you make a Bible study, you're going to be all right, especially in the brain. You're going to be all over the place. You make a Bible study, you're in a relationship. You make a relationship according to the Bible. Then we're going to teach you a young one. Oh, Mom, look what I brought home. What his name? Oh, his name is Big Bob. He got a brand new Disney. Yeah? What are you going to do this Saturday with sunset? Oh, he's going to be going to Acapulco, New Mexico. Yeah? Then you don't get enough. He ain't right for keeping Saturday. Yeah? So I don't care how much Acapulco, New Mexico he give me to take you with his brand new limousine. If he ain't keeping no Saturday, he ain't right. You got to be with somebody that's keeping them Saturday, doing Yahweh's will. In a Bible relationship from the Bible. If they not doing the Bible, you got a crapshoot there. It might work, and it might not. It's like a crapshoot. You take them dice and you roll them, you hope it throws seven for you. So it might go crap out. See, that's a crapshoot. The sure thing is making a Bible decision in your relationship. You make a Bible decision, you know, what you put in your mouth. It's going to get your health together. You're going to stop cook being on your speed dial phone. Put the chicken, the hog, and the cow down. Put it down. Give your body a chance to detox itself. Put the chicken, the cow, and the hog down. Give your body a chance to. Yahweh will heal you if you put him first, but go cold turkey on chicken, hog, and cow. Watch how your body starts rejuvenate itself. You ain't have to worry about taking all these pills and all this stuff. You might get and put them on your shelf. But what kills you is what Mother D of Israel said gonna heal you in 8:68 of Matthew. Now he was a man, a centurion. He had about a centurion, a man of 100 men upon him. And he was from the northern kingdom. And look what he said in Matthew chapter 8:6 down to verse 8, Mother D of Israel. Hey, Mother D of Israel, what did a centurion said, a man over 100 soldiers. What he said in the 8th chapter, verse 6 down to verse 8. What did he say, Mother?
Matthew chapter 8, verse 6 through 8. Verse 6. And saying, Yahweh, my servant lie at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Verse 7. And Yahweh the Son said unto him, I will come and heal him. Verse 8. The centurion answered and said, Yahweh, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed.
You hear that, Mother? So all we got to do is speak what, Mother?
Speak the word only.
You see that, Mother? You see that? But we so busy thank Doc Cook as I am. No! Speak the word. We're trying to give you the word now. You ain't got to have all these pains in your body. You ain't got to be taking Doc Cook medicine. Huh? You ain't got to do that. Put Yahweh first. Put that hog, chicken, cow down. Watch your body rejuvenate itself. Drink some spring water and exercise. You ain't got to have a blood clog all in your body. Oh, you do get your step and bounce up on that step. And while you're there, raise your arms out. Turn them arms over a little bit. Get an after, but it won't be hurting your knees or stuff. You ain't got to be in all this pain.
Yeah,
you ain't got to have no pain for life. And you always got to keep in contact with Doc Cook. You ain't got to do that. Put that chicken, hog, and cow down. And that stock food. And that catfish. Put that stuff down. 90 days. Exercise. Drink some spring water. Watch how your body rejuvenates itself. But keep your yakwa first. Help those that need the truth. Come on back, young line. Let's read a little bit more. But what did Satan say again in 57th chapter? See, time will run out again. Remember, no broadcast tomorrow. This is the only day that those seals will be off on this broadcast on Tuesday. We'll be off on the day Tuesday. And like I said to Sister VSJ Israel and Mother Deborah, she always ready. Come out of your father's business, I'm ready to hear whatever got to be heard. I'm always ready. Sit the time. Let's spread that business table out and let's get at it. The table is set. So get all them big dignitaries together. Set a time. And let's sit down and let's work your thing out. Go see it, ready to go. I'm ready to take care of Yahuwah's business. Time is not in our favor. Get along. Sister BFJ Israel, C. Roy, and Mother Deborah, let's spread that business tape out. And let's get something going on. The time is right for right now. When I'm available, I'm always very ready to take care of some Yahuwah's business. I'm ready. Call it. Get some big dignitaries together. Let's get at this thing and put a Billy Lattimore on it. Let's straighten it out. I'm ready. I'm ready to take you my part. Now, back to your mind. Now, what we at in the book of Adam and Eve?
We at verse 3.
Huh?
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse 3. But when Adam heard these words from him, he said unto him, can you make me a god as Yahuwah made for me? Or can you call me?
Young man, hold on. Read verse 2 again. There's something in verse 2 I need to give me a precept on verse 2. Read verse 2 again, then, young man.
First book, Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse 2 reads, then Satan answered and said unto him, it is I who hid myself within the serpent, and who talked to Eve and beguiled her until she hearkened to my command. I am he who sent her through the wiles of my speech to deceive you, until you and she ate of the fruit of lies, and he came away from under the command of Yahuwah.
So, what is that telling us, Molly? Hey, Molly, what is it telling us? And 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Molly. What is it telling us, Molly? And Molly, and a closing statement, Molly. We're going to 2 Corinthians 14. What is this telling us, Molly?
He's telling us something, Molly.
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 11. It's telling us something, Mother, that we got to read, Mother. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 14.
2 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 14.
Yeah, verse 14 and 15. Hey, Mother. It's telling us something, Mother. What is telling us, Mother? Remember, you might have grandbabies might come by and say, well, oh, Grandma, you need to show me Big Bob. Oh, you got Big, who's Big Bob? Oh, I just met him. How long you met him? About a couple of hours ago. Okay. You met Big Bob. He got a pretty car, good position. He can help me get in a better position. Okay, good. What about the Sabbath day? Oh, he don't know nothing about that. He's a Christian man, white man Jesus, Lord God Jesus Jehovah. Oh, yeah? Yeah? So, you see, that's what we got a big job ahead of us. Let's see what happens in 11, verse 14 and 15, Mother.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 and verse 15. Verse 14. And no marvel, but Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Verse 15. Therefore it is no great thing if he is minister also be transformed as a minister of righteousness whose end shall be according to their work.
So you gotta watch him. You gotta watch your mother according to the works, mother. Don't watch them because they got a big car. They can get you in a great position. They can do no. Watch them according to, because Satan can transform himself into an angel of light, or they can show you some a great promotion, big position. Or you gotta do stay with me, but you gotta denounce me out. What? Good. Satan, that's what Satan do. Satan sends your partner opposite of what you want and persuade you to don't keep no Sabbath day, don't keep no feast day. Oh, we ain't got time for that. We Jehovah Witnesses and all that kind of stuff. That Satan comes and gets you. And all the witnesses, Bible is the children of Israel.
Yeah,
so you gotta watch their mouth. From the pages of this book. That's why you got to know when Satan talking is when Yahweh talks. Because Satan is able to transform himself into an angel of light. He can show you a picture so bright, oh, it got to be right. No. Satan got the power to heal. He also got the power to kill. But Yahweh can turn it. That's why I'm telling you. Support this ministry. School, Babylon, all radio stations. They're kept for the young ones before they get caught up in the wilds of Satan and them. Hey, Marie, call the statement to win at 6 o'clock. Take your time. And Mother, tell them to hold on, Mother. They got to hold on and get some of his words. Call the statement there, Mother. You're on the clock tomorrow.
Thank you, praise you, all for the class. Thank you, praise you, all for the teachers. Thank you, praise you, all for the word. And just I want to say to the listeners, hold on, don't give up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excellent, Mother. Excellent. See, we got to hold on to these scriptures. Satan is doing a marvelous thing with our minds. But we forgot. Hey, Mother D of Israel. Well, we forgot what 2 Corinthians 4:18 said, Mother. Hey, Mother. What did it say when you read in 2 Corinthians 4:18, Mother D of Israel? What did it say, Mother?
2 Corinthians 4:18.
Yeah. Yeah, what did
it say? For not he that commandeth himself is approved. But whom
hold on, mother. Look at the 2 Corinthians 4:18 rear captain, mother. Look at the rear captain, mother. It's got plenty of time. You might as well deliver a knockout blow in 4:18, mother.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
Yes.
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. Things which are not seen are eternal.
You see? So we're not watching things. I don't care how pretty it looks. Wow. Like they said to Yahweh, look at all them great old buildings. It's not them coming up. Only thing gonna stand is the word of Yahweh. I don't care how pretty that building looks, how pretty that better half looks, how pretty handsome that better man looks. All that gonna come to nothing But what's going to stand is the word of Yahweh. That's what's going to stand. Make sure you got the Yahweh right. Hey, Mother, give me 8 verse 3 and close in there, Mother, D of Israel. Give me Deuteronomy 8 verse 3 and verse number 6 and 11. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3, 6 and 11. And a closing statement that Mother D. F. Israel. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, 6, and 11. And a closing statement that Mother, come out.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3.
3, and 6, 8. And 11.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, 6, and 11. Verse 3, and he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man doeth not live by bread only, but by every word out of the mouth of Yahweh do man live. Verse 6. Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments, the laws, the statutes of your Yahweh, to walk in his ways and to fear him. Verse 11. Beware that thou forgettest not Yahweh, your Yahweh, and not keeping his commandments, his laws, and his statutes. What is that name? The commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command you this day.
Yeah. So the thing is, is don't be disobedient to the word. When the word is given to you, don't be disobedient to the word. The word gonna stand. Stop being so disobedient to the word. Because the word gonna stand whether your feelings hurt or not. The word is gonna stand. Hey, Mother, give me a precept on that then to close out on your part. Give me that. I've been having that First Samuel. See, you gotta recognize these things. First Samuel 16. First Samuel, Mother D of Israel. Yeah. Then we close out. Get that. First Samuel 16, Mother. Verse 14. And we close out. Back on airways, Wednesday, 6 o'clock. Back on airways, but also be on Pal Talk tomorrow. It'll be on Pal Talk. If you're not getting Pal Talk, you can get the broadcast from 7 o'clock all the way up to whatever. But we'll be back on this airway Wednesday at 6 o'clock. But Mother, in First Samuel, see, we got to make sure we understand this thing. What do 16:14 say, Mother?
First Samuel 16, chapter 16, verse 14. But the spirit of Yahweh departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from Yahweh troubled him.
Yes. 15. Verse 15.
And Saul's servant said unto him, behold now, an evil spirit from Yahweh troubles you.
Yeah. So when you find yourself in trouble, you're confused, you're all over the place, you have to recognize it might be your loved one, close to loved one too. You got to recognize the evil spirit from Yahweh is troubling you because you're all over the place now. An evil spirit from Yahweh. You got to recognize when a person is irritated, frustrated, all over the place. You got to recognize verse 15. Read verse 15, Mother, in the closing statement.
Okay. Let me keep that there.
Take 15 again, Mother, folks. What's
that, 6:15? Okay. First Samuel 16, verse 16 and 16.
One verse. Chapter 16, verse 15, and close it, Mom. One verse. Verse 15.
First Samuel 16:15. And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold now, an evil spirit from Yahweh troubles you.
So you got to recognize to help those that got an evil spirit from Yahweh. Yahweh sent an evil spirit on you. When you catch a person that changed their demeanor, they don't have the glow no more. They backbiting, murmuring, complaining, always complaining, always trying to figure out something that's not there. You got to recognize what spirit is on. It's right there. Are ye with spirit from Yahweh troubling them? Hold them to mother to win 6 o'clock, mother. 1 o'clock, come up.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31. Isaiah 28. Now I got to read 27 first. Why says thou, Israel, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from Yahweh, and my judgment is passed over from my Yahweh. 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. 29. He gives power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. 30. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. 31. But they that wait upon Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah.
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 Now, that was an excellent point you made, Mother. Now I got to get a precept on that before we get out of here with the young lines. Give me a precept on that, young lines. That was an excellent point, Mother. So, Yahweh in Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16 there, young lines. I got to get a precept on that. That was excellent, Mother. What it says in verse 19. 16:19.
All right, the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 19. The book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 19. Read. And I will give unto you the key of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Who is he talking to in verse 17?
Verse 17. Read. And Yahweh the Son answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon, Bar Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm. So this man, Simon, has the power to loose, and he has the power to bind by Yahweh the Son giving that power. Let's watch him in action. Let's see him after Yahweh the Son back in heaven. Acts chapter 9, 39-42. Let's watch Simeon, Simon, who's now called Peter. Let's watch him with the power he has when he walks the face of earth that we can read. Acts chapter 9, 39-42. Let's see what happened there, young lion.
The book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 39-42. Acts chapter 9, verse 39. Then Simon Peter arose and went with him. And when he was to come, they brought him into the upper chamber. And all the widows stood by him, weeping, showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with him. Verse 40. But Simon Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed and turned to him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Simon Peter, she sat up. Verse 41. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. Verse 42. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in Yahweh.
So Peter has the power to raise them up from the dead. Dead, Dorcas was, she was dead. So Yahweh left Peter. If a person's dead, Peter, you can raise them up. I'm leaving you the power that I had on earth. Yeah. So Peter walking out the power of Yahweh to raise you from the dead. Peter had that power. Proper name is Simeon Simon. So they're now called Peter.
Hello, Yahweh. Hello, Yahweh.
He also has the power. Nelson. He had enough piece of power in the closing statement of young line, 5th chapter 1 through 10. All right. Peter has the power. So that power of a person dead. Yahweh said, where do you loose? It's loose in heaven. That woman was dead. Peter told her, get up, woman, from the death. From death. Peter had the power to get you out of a dead state. Just got through reading Acts 9, 39-42. And he also had the power to do something else. Let's go to Acts chapter 5, 1 through 10, and close segment, young line.
The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 1. The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 1 reads, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. Verse 2, and kept back the tenth part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Verse 3, but Simon said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your mind to lie to the righteous spirit and to keep back the tenth part of the price of the land? Verse 4. And while it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own power? Why had you conceived this thing in your mind? You have not lied unto man, but unto Yahweh. Verse 5. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the breath. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. Verse 6. And the young men arose, wound them up, and carried them out and buried them. Verse 7. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. Verse 8. Then Simon Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Verse 9. Then Simon Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the spirit of Yahweh? Behold, the feet of death which have buried your husband, or at the door, and should carry you out. Verse 10. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the breath. And the young men came in, and found her dead. and carry her forth, bury her by her husband.
So Peter had the power to get you out of the depth, and Peter had also the power to keep you. That power was left in the hands of Peter. Now skip down to verse 15 and 16, closing statement. See, we gotta analyze this guy right here, Simon, Simeon, who the world called Peter. This man was willing the power of Yahweh. A woman was dead. And Peter told him, get up. See? A woman and a husband lied about what they're supposed to be doing is taking that 10% out, getting to the ministry. They lied about it. Peter called death on them right there. Peter had all his power. So when this man talked, Peter thinking what this man, Yahweh, left him to do in verse 15 and 16. In the close statement, y'all online.
The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. Acts chapter 5, verse 15. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, and that at the least the shadow of Simeon passed by night overshadowed some of them. Verse 16. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Yahdah Judah, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one.
Peter had the power to heal you, and he also had the power to keep. Yahweh gave Simeon that power. He has the power to kill you. He has the power for you just walk upon his shadow and get healed. We're going to talk about this man a little bit more. This man was a powerful man on the strength of Yahweh. Because in 2018, all power was given to Yahweh's hand. And he gave all that power to Simeon, Simon, who the world called Peter, to heal and to kill. So when you read about this man, Simeon, Simon, that the Catholic Church called Peter, the Israelite tribe of Judah, think about it real carefully. You fool around with the wrong person. He had all this power Yahweh gave him. A dead woman was there. Get up, dead woman. Get up, dead woman. She raised up. A couple, you know what he's supposed to be doing? You take a tin pot out? No, we just bring you what you want to have. Yahweh called himself. Had the power to call death on you or life. Read more about Simon and Simeon, and you get a better idea of what the Bible is talking about. Your mind, acting on your part. Total statement, come on.
All right. 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 6 to verse 8. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yahweh, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, Satan, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah.
And what Satan going to devour is those that pay the laws, statutes, and commandments, no, never mind. You call prime state for Satan's death. You going to do Lord God, Jesus, and Jehovah, you are prime subject to Satan's death. But when you do one name, YHWH Yahweh, Satan got to get back, Jack. That's what we keep telling you. Get up under the four letters. That's the only name for salvation. All the other names
Yahweh.
Are all in the box. Lord, God, Jesus, and Jehovah going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire because you got one name. That's what Peter says in Acts 4:12. Simeon, Simon, when they called Peter, says, one name for salvation. He was wielding the power of Yahuwah. He got all the power. Yahuwah in 2018 left him with all the power. He has the power to tell you, dead man, dead woman, get up. He has the power to kill you. In Acts 3, he has the power to heal you. Keep that in your mind. Be back on wind to the mother. Done a great job. To the elder, done a great job. To the teachers, done a great job. Be back on the airways wind. And like I said again, to mother Deborah and sister VSJ Israel. I'm always ready. The table is ready right now. Let's spread it out. Let's get with it. When it comes down to Yahuwah's business, the overseer is always very ready to take care of some Yahuwah's business. Let's spread it out. Let's take care of Yahuwah's business and get our blessings. Better Airways win tonight to all the participation on the international side of 9,000 strong. Like Mother D.F.S. Mother E. said, hold on, don't give up. Yahuwah got your answer through Yahuwah's voice for the Jewish life. Support this ministry. We're going to help you, help your loved ones understand the truth of this Bible. Until we meet again Wednesday night, live at 6 o'clock. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Thank you.
four players in the game, game one, 6 points. Yes, you want to go ahead and factor in the injury, but you're now compiling his already not great fourth quarter stats when it comes to the playoffs with a wonky knee. I would be very concerned about the 76ers and Joel Embiid's availability going forward. I don't know how much you're going to get a stat line like you got from him in game one after he continuously takes balls. It's a physical series, and it's going to be a long one. He's averaging 30 points in his last six games, but that fourth quarter stat, that's a good find. Speaking of health, Donovan Mitchell, looking as healthy as he has for a while, he goes for just the second time since the All-Star game. Hard to believe, but the question is, how do the Magic score and stay in this game? Yeah, so it's going to be interesting, right? The Magic don't have a great playoff record, if you will. They're actually looking for their first.
What time the Lakers basketball game,